Into the radio and all the time. Yeah.
And your parents, are they singers? Anyone else in your family?
No, well, my mom's, her family, which is from London, they play instruments, and there's a lot of, on her side of the family, they sing. So but I guess that works.
No one professionally?
No.
And when you were 9 years old, did you go around singing professionally then, or was it just like at school?
Well, I would sing like at competitions and like, you know, for functions. I'd be like the entertainment. And then the first thing I did was the Mickey Mouse Club. That's when I really realized I loved to sing.
Right.
So.
How do the kids at school treat you with big number one hit song and everything? Are they?
I mean, well, I still have my same friends back at home. And we're like sisters because we grew up together. So I'm always on the phone with them. And when we go home, it's like still normal. Like we go to the show and the movies and stuff.
Yeah.
So you have to do that.
I agree. Do you find it hard to deal with the fame part of it? Are you able to go out in the street or everyone knows it's you?
I mean, sometimes. I'm just now starting to get, like, you know, like you'll go into a store and people will be, like, asking you for your autograph and stuff. But it's flattering to me. I think it's really sweet.
Yeah, well, you're a level-headed young girl, and I hope that you stay that way, and I think that you will. Stay there in Louisiana. It's a nice place, and it'll keep you grounded. The teen people, there you are in there. Look at you, cutie patootie. All right, there you are. Look at teen people to, forget it. You know what I'm talking about. That's the cover. That's what you'll buy. It's in a magazine stand, and it's good. You know, if I spoke better, obviously, I'd be much more successful than I am, but I just like to say... Good to see you, sweetheart.
You too.
Take care. We'll be right back after this break.